Début du dialogue 8.
If you're going out, could you call in at Starbucks and get me a latte, please?
Sorry, I'm boycotting Starbucks.
Why on earth are you boycotting a coffee chain?
You aren't up to speed with the news, are you? Starbucks has been systematically practicing tax avoidance, and for me, that's all wrong. A multinational corporation should pay taxes to the country it's operating in. Starbucks has been trading for 15 years in the UK, and it's got nearly 200 outlets here, but it claims that it made a profit in the UK only 1 year out of those 15. They set up an intricate transaction mechanism to reduce their tax bills to virtually zero.
Yes, but it's not just Starbucks. Several other multinationals have been accused of what's called profit shifting. Google and Amazon have also been exploiting the EU single market rules that allow them to pay tax bills in the countries offering the lowest rates.
That annoys me. Starbucks should pay their fair share of taxes in Britain. Otherwise, they have an unfair advantage over their competitors. Companies like Starbucks depend on infrastructure, such as roads and other transport networks. They hire people from the local community they operate in, and their employees benefit from health and social security systems. All these services and benefits are paid for by taxes.
Do you think the company will notice that some customers are unhappy about their financial arrangements? Isn't it just business as usual for them?
Oh, but they are taking notice. Their PR machine has woken up and smelt the coffee. Starbucks has announced that it will pay a one-off corporate tax bill in the UK, totaling millions of pounds. The adverse publicity was harming their brand value, and they decided to fight back.
Does that mean a victory has been won?
No, I don't think it's a victory. Paying corporate tax is a duty and shouldn't be treated as if it were a charitable donation. The Parliamentary Public Accounts Committee required senior executives from Starbucks, Google and Amazon to appear before the committee and answer questions about their profits and tax payments. Margaret Hodge, the committee secretary, was quite severe with them.
What did Google have to say for itself?
Matt Britton heads Google's Northern European operations, and he emphasised the importance of the complicated algorithms behind its advertising sales. He said the company had 17,000 engineers in California building and inventing the technology. That's how we create the economic value, he said. He claimed that British revenues would be very different if the technology had been invented in the UK. I wish we had invented Google in Cambridge, but we didn't, was his conclusion.
Google operates in Ireland and Bermuda, doesn't it?
Yes, and Britain admitted that Google operates in those countries because of their attractive tax rates. He agreed it was a complicated system, but they complied with the law. He maintained that it was Google's job to manage costs efficiently to offer fair value to their shareholders. Margaret Hodge curtly responded, "We're not accusing you of being illegal. We are accusing you of being immoral."
And what about Amazon?
The director of public policy at Amazon was told, "You pay no tax here, and that really riles us." It was claimed that Amazon was competing unfairly with bookshops.
Yes, and I've seen some red posters in the windows of my local bookshop. It's one of the few independent bookshops left. One of the posters says something like, "Can pay, do pay, we pay our taxes."
Independent booksellers are using these red posters to make consumers aware of the issue and to encourage them to support booksellers who do pay their taxes. Overseas registered bookselling companies are doing a lot of business in the UK, but as they're paying little or no tax, shops that do pay taxes are at a competitive disadvantage.
And there's been a decline in the number of independent booksellers, hasn't there?
Yes, they're unable to compete with Amazon, the supermarkets, and book chains.
Fin du dialogue 8.